I'm gonna, some of you have already seen this, so don't give the answer away if you do, but I'm gonna give you a riddle to start with, and I'll tell you the answer to it when we're done. Some of you have already seen this riddle, I'm sure. It's something that you see every day, but I'm gonna give it to you. We hurt without moving, we poison without touching. We bear the truth and the lies. We're not judged by our sides. What are we? Now, if you know, don't give it away. I'll tell you before we close. I want to talk today about habits. Habit coming to church today is good in this weather you got here. That's a habit. Habits are usually a manner of behavior. You ever stop to think about that? Habits are your behavior, things that you do become habits. There's good habits and there's bad habits. Much like every person can do good and they can do bad. Ask yourself, what is my prevailing pattern of habits? Do I use good habits or do I use more bad habits? That's, you ask yourself, don't ask me. Don't even tell me. That's between you and God. Now, most people think of bad habits, well, that's like smoking, alcohol, and drugs, stuff like that. No, not necessarily. You know, gossiping, constant complaining, or backbiting can be a habit. Some people have that habit. I had a relative once that you didn't dare tell her anything because she couldn't wait to get to the phone to tell somebody else. Gossiped all the time. Didn't take you long to learn to not tell her anything. There's people today that way, though. You don't dare tell them anything because they can't wait to tell somebody else. And you tell somebody a story, by the time it gets to the third person, it's not the same story started. They add to it and change and subtract from it. They change it, so it's not the same. That gets to be a bad habit. I have one bad habit. A lot of us in this room probably have it. Worrying is a bad habit. Worrying about what's going to happen when I have that habit. I've done it all my life. But it's a bad habit. I have never gotten controlled yet. So when you think about that, but good habits can be of great value to you. Habit of prayer is the most beautiful habit. A lot of people don't do it. One of the easiest things in the world to do. You may want to talk to a friend and they may have something else on their mind that they want to do and they'll cut you off and I won't do it. They don't want to listen to you. But you know, you pray to God, He never cuts you off. He will never. He's always there to listen. No matter how many times a day you talk to Him, He will listen. You think about a habit of praying. I want to leave you a little note here. I talked to a guy a while back. He said, "I ain't got time to pray. That's foolishness from you dumb Christians." Okay. I just want to leave a thought with you on that thought. He says he don't have time to pray. I know to pray, but not for long. I had too much to do. I had to hurry and get to work, for bills will soon be due. So I knelt and said a hurried prayer. I jumped up off my knees. My Christian duty's now done. I can go do what I want to. My soul could rest at ease now. All day long I had no time to spread a word of cheer, no time to speak of Christ for other people. They'd laugh me, I'd fear. No time, no time. Too much to do. That's my constant cry. No time to give to the souls in need, but at last the time to die. I went before the Lord. I came. I stood with downcast eyes, for in his hands God held a book called the Book of Life. God looked in his book and said, "Your name I cannot find. I once was going to write it down, but never found the time." If you don't have time to pray for God, what to think about, he might do that just to you at the day of judgment. He might not have time for you. Think about that. Praying to God is the simplest thing, the easiest thing in the world to do. You can find a lot about prayer, about habits in the Bible. Some have benefits and some of them don't. I want to leave you with a few thoughts of some of the bad habits in the Bible. 1 John 3:8 talks about when the people kept on sinning, it shows they belong to the devil. You ever start to think about that? Somebody you know that sins all the time, actually the devil controls their life. That's something you don't want. Well, I have to say one thing. Sin is a habit that none of us are completely lick, probably as long as we live on this earth. But if you have a pattern of falling sin all the time as a habit, God doesn't mean that much to you. I want to talk to you, show you about one habit that a person had. Let's go back to Pharaoh in Egypt. When he said, "All right, go ahead, I'll let you go," told the Israelites, "I'll let you go." Then he hardened his heart and refused to let him go. If you can study the story, that was a habit of his. He did that all the time. He'd say one thing and do something else. He developed a habit of lying, wanting his own way. He didn't do what God wanted. Stop to think how easy we can slip into a habit like that. Like Pharaoh did. Numbers 11 chapter, first verse, starts talking about the Israelite people complaining about their hardships. If you study the Israelite nation, they had a habit of complaining. Every time they didn't like something, they complained. They had a habit of it. Then their habits and their complaining turned into bitterness. Too much time sometimes for some people is where they develop bad habits. Too much time on their mind, not studying God's Word, doing anything that throws in front of them. You know, they talk about the devil. He has a habit of throwing things in front of you to distract you. That's his habit, his pattern. He wants to forget you to follow him. Like the friend, my relative, I said that gossiped all the time, and idleness, not nothing to do, might develop into that habit of gossiping. Paul mentioned that once in some of his lessons, about the widows having too much time on their hands. How do you deal with bad habits? Well, that's something you may have to work out with God, but we can give you out of the Bible, we can give you some guidelines. Remember, Paul said he didn't understand himself, but he wanted to do what was right, but his body didn't always do what he knew was right to do. He said, I do the things I hate. That's more what talking to God in prayer helps overcome. Paul's talking about dealing with bad habits. He says, recognize them for what they are and confess them honestly. Paul knew he couldn't lick a bad habit overnight, but he knew with God's help he could make progress every day. The same way we give up a habit in phases, one day at a time. I've talked to people and said, well, I got a bad habit doing this, and I just can't give it up. Well, you don't do it cold turkey. You, one day at a time, you cut down on things, and you will win with God's help. There's habits. Too many things in this world are too alluring, get us to into most of them. 1 John 2:15 leads us to the thought that you should stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you. There's too much in this world that offers to you to bring your downfall. It used to be a habit, following what's in the world. Because the devil makes things appear lovely and attractive. Same way of bad habits may also feel good, though we know they're not. I've had to talk to people say, well, I've got this habit, I just can't give it up. Well, breaking a bad habit is going to be hard. Because we're losing something we've liked for ages and we've done for ages. It's going to be a grievous process because you're not going to like what happens. But what losing pain you'll have over losing a bad habit will bring deeper joy. Because it's pleasing to God. Every time we kick a bad habit, I'm sure the angels in heaven rejoice. God rejoices because we're closer to being ready for that home in heaven to live with Him for eternity. Because you can't live with Him with all the bad habits that's in this world. He won't accept you. Hebrews 10:25 will help us on developing good habits. Our association together with other Christians is a good habit. It helps you develop a defense to the outside world and the devil or the habits that he wants you to get into that pulls you away from God. You know, anytime you have an operation or something, change your nose, what I'm talking about. You can't meet with the people for a week or two or three. It takes effect on you. You start realizing what I'm missing. So that's why I said the association with fellow Christians is a habit that will help us develop the road to heaven. Keep your minds on what God wants done, not on what the devil wants done in this world. Back in Genesis, uh, There's a thought of a habit. A habit of getting along with not having fighting among people. Get over to the right page here. When Isaac and Ham were traveling, they came back to one of the countries they'd been in, their fathers had been in before. They talk about digging wells. People took over the country, they destroyed the wells. Then he came back into the country, he dug a well, and they said, "Well, that's our well," and they took it away from him. So he dug another one. They took that one away. So he went on a further place and dug another one. This one they left alone. It's a habit of doing good for God rather than starting a fight is what he was doing. Rather than fighting over a well, he just went and dug another one. It's a habit of being good for God and doing what God wanted done. Is one of the good things that we can do upon this earth. Now I want you to think about something, and I'm going to give to you now. It's we can use as habits. So many people have the habit of hating people rather than loving people. Did you realize that hate has four letters? So does love. Has four letters in the word. So many things like that are the same in size, but the meaning is somewhat different. Enemies has seven letters, so does the word friends. Much rather have friends than enemies. Lying has five letters, so does the word truth. You don't think about that because you don't look at them words together. What habits we get into. Negative has eight letters, so does the word positive. Don't ask me why these are all the same, but one is the opposite meaning of other things we can get into. Under has five letters, so does the word above. Cry has three letters. So does the word joy. You ever get angry? It's got five letters. We'll be happy because that's got five letters too. See habits you can get into, what can cause you to do wrong. Right has five letters, so does the word wrong. And here's one that's so easy to get involved in. Hurt has four letters, so does the word heal. Life's like a double-edged sword. So we need to transfer every negative thought into a head, something positive. Choose the better side of life. Think about those thoughts today. On your habits. Now this little thing here, these letters have got different meanings, the words got different meanings. I'd give you the answer to the riddle. but you don't, some of you know what it was. The answer to that riddle was words. They hurt without moving. They poison without touching. They bear the truth and the lies. We're not to be judged by our size. Words. That can be habits. So think about that today. As the Lord has blessed us with another day of meeting with Him. As I get up in the morning and give my little talk with Him and thank you for waking me up. I know it's a habit, but it's a habit I like, and I get a lot of strength in that for the day. But it don't take long to say a few words and talk with Him, but it's something that we all need to think about and need to do and take with us. One of the easiest things to do in the world is to sit down and pray and talk to God. I've told people several times, I've done a lot of prayers to the windshield of a semi going down the road. So what? Make it a habit. That's the point of it. Habit to be good with God. Think about those thoughts today. As the good Lord blessed us with this, the ability, the desire to be here and meet with Him today. That's a habit. Habits you have that you don't realize. So as we're given this opportunity today and thanking Him for being here, we ask that you consider thinking about all the things that you can do with Him. The little habits that we can correct, the little habits we can develop better for Him. So whatever your heart's desire is today, wherever you are at with Him, if you're not a child of His, now's the time to become one. Because we are not promised tomorrow. None of us might be here tomorrow. You might not even walk out to your car and make it your car today. We don't know. Good Lord knows. So whatever your heart desires today, if you need correction and help with God, anything that we can do to help you become a child of His, come forward and we stand and sing the song of the chosen.